Former Wisconsin dealership owner reopens powersports business. A former Wisconsin dealership that was shut down due to a series of tragic events is planning to reopen its doors. The dealership, formerly known as Eagle Nation Cycles, has been closed since 2021 following a fatal stabbing incident. However, the owner, Steve Arato, is determined to create a new narrative around the building and is motivated by a desire for a fresh start. This decision comes after a botched drug raid in 2012 and a deadly hostage situation in 2015 also led to its closure. The dealership's history has been marred by several high-profile incidents, including a fatal stabbing incident in 2021. Since then, Bergstrom Automotive has been leasing the building, but Arato feels now is the best time to get back in business. He plans to reopen under a new name, Eagle Nation Power Sports, and is open to taking on any brand or machine he can. Arato's decision to reopen the dealership is driven by his desire for a fresh start and a chance to create a new narrative around the building. He has acknowledged the mistakes of the past and is committed to not repeating them. This approach could be seen as a positive step towards redemption for Arato and the dealership. The reopening plans are set to coincide with the expiration of Bergstrom Automotive's lease, which is scheduled to end on July 1st. Arato is eager to get back into business and is confident that he can attract customers to his new dealership. Arato has stated that he is open to taking on any brand or machine, including UTVs, ATVs, and Hondas. This approach could be seen as a strategic move to appeal to a wide range of customers and increase the dealership's chances of success. The reopening of Eagle Nation Power Sports is likely to be met with interest from local residents who are looking for alternative options in the power sports industry. Arato's commitment to creating a new narrative around the building could also help to attract new customers who are drawn to the idea of a fresh start. However, it remains to be seen how successful the dealership will be in its efforts to attract and retain customers. The power sports industry is highly competitive, and the dealership will need to differentiate itself from other local businesses in order to succeed. The reopening of Eagle Nation Power Sports marks an important chapter in the history of the dealership, one that could potentially see a new era of success for Arato and his business. As the dealership prepares to reopen its doors, it remains to be seen what the future holds for this former Wisconsin staple. Arato's decision to reopen the dealership is also likely to have implications for Bergstrom Automotive, which has been leasing the building since 2021. The company may need to reassess its strategy in light of Arato's plans to reopen the dealership under a new name and with a new premise. The reopening of Eagle Nation Power Sports could potentially set a precedent for other businesses that have faced similar challenges and setbacks. Arato's commitment to creating a new narrative around the building and his determination to succeed could serve as an inspiration to others in the industry.